You're on the cruise this afternoon with Pete Holland, and school goes back in only a couple of more weeks, which a lot of parents are probably happy about, but also a lot of parents are probably stressing about with newcomers, like the little 5 and 6 year olds that are going to be starting school for the first time. They're coming out of, well, yeah, a lot of them will be coming out of preschools and going into school, and it's a totally different learning environment. And unfortunately, around 21% of Australian 5-year-olds are not developmentally ready when it's time to start school. One lady has worked all of her working life in this region, and she's written a book. It's called Helping Children Become Better Readers. Her name is Pat Hipwell, and she joins us on the line now. How are you, Pat?
I'm very well, thank you, Pete. How are you going?
Not too bad. I find the statistic of 21% of kids not being ready quite alarming.
Yes, it is, because, of course, it means that that initial gap, which is quite small when they start school, rapidly becomes a big one. And certainly in the area of literacy where I work, it is a gap that's quite difficult to close, not through just through schooling, but also through life. So when we look at is a child ready to learn to read, for instance, we look at things like how are they speaking? What's their oral language like? Can they follow simple instructions? Have they got a good vocabulary? Can they understand words? Can they use words? There's lots of these, if you like, pre-reading indicators that we hope are in place, well in place, so that when children start school, they're ready to receive the more formal instruction.
Okay.
The teaching of reading and writing that they get from the teacher.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a firm believer of reading books to the children at home when I've had my kids earlier in life and then again later in life. But one thing I noticed when my daughter was born, my last one, that a lot of kids seem to be picking up the language a lot slower these days.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. I think they're and certainly talking to teachers in schools, they have children who are really saying very, very little on starting school, and this is a huge problem, because oral language development, if we've heard words and if we've seen words and we know what words mean before we start school, then that makes reading a lot easier. So we've got to look at obviously reasons for this. I mean, screens must play a part, because often when students are on a phone or a tablet, there's communication, but not of a spoken kind, and how students develop their oral language.
So how can parents help their children to come up to speed, I guess, and be ready for school? I mean, daunting for both parents and kids, and you don't want to see your little Johnny or Susie behind. So how can you help to, you know, get your kids up to speed?
Yes, and I think there's probably several areas. The importance of reading to children, with children, and ultimately they will read, so that's by children. That can't be overstated. And, pardon me, we can do that as early as possible. I mean, some parents read to their children in utero, so
yeah.
Some parents take it to that level. I think, again, to speak and listen to children is really key. And that may mean involving limiting screen time, but really looking in a day about how much spoken language is occurring in the home. So, you know, the importance of sharing a meal, sitting around the table, because I remember when mine were little, that was really the time when we all chatted, we all talked, and there were no distractions. And if there are distractions, you won't get the input from the child. So that's certainly key to prior to, and obviously during schooling as well. My book, Helping Children Become Better Readers, is more targeted at the sorts of things parents can do once their children are learning to read that will help them advance more quickly.
Okay. I got involved when my daughter was in kindergarten, when she started into school and going in and doing some of the reading classes and all with the kids. And yeah, I mean, there are massive differences. So for kids to be able to, or parents be able to help out and definitely talk to the kids more and read to them more is the biggest thing that can be done, I guess.
Yes, it definitely is. We can't downplay that. And you would have seen it going into classrooms. And of course, this is what teachers are having to address in their classrooms, because they can have children who start school reading, and then they can have others who can barely string a couple of words together. And the biggest challenge for teachers these days is catering for that very broad spread.
Exactly right. Well, look, Pat, everyone can get hold of your book, which is, again, Helping Children Become Better Readers. I guess at all good bookstores, is there online somewhere that people can go to get a copy of your book?
Yes, it's available in a number of places, Pete. So my publisher here in Brisbane, Boolorong Press, available online through them. I believe Booktopia stocks it. My website, Log On Literacy, it's available there, and a number of the bigger bookstores as well. So best thing is just Google it, and potential purchasers will see where they could get hold of it.
Excellent. Well, Pat, thank you very much for joining us and bringing us up to speed, and hopefully some parents will get hold of the book and be able to help their kids out as they start their schooling life.
Yes, I certainly hope so, because that's ultimately the aim of it. Those who read succeed, so that's what we want.
Exactly right. Well, thank you for joining us on the cruise this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Pete. Bye-bye.
Okay, make sure you go and check that book out from Pat, and it might just help your little one as they start their schooling life. I've got more of the cruise to come your way, but first we've got to do a couple of commercials here on 2NM.